This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did anybody catch Jimmy Kimmel on Monday? I didn't. Did he cry about the firing of McCabe? Say that his little boy might die now that McCabe has been fired. And then maybe he tied the firing of McCabe to, let me think, Obamacare? Or maybe he tied it to, I don't know, gun control? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. My question to you, since yesterday, is, are you paying attention to leftists? It's fun to watch. The more you watch the media, the more you watch leftism, how can you not separate yourself from it? Look, do a civic duty and just ask a leftist, say, hey, you believing this Russian story? The firing of McCabe, right? That's Donald Trump's fault. Yeah, Donald Trump is the one who told McCabe, hey, listen, get some illegal money from the Clinton Foundation and give it to your wife, her campaign. He's the one that told McCabe, hey, look, when you're asked about this situation with the Clinton Foundation, lie about it. Lie about it to the press. By the way, we're going to talk a little bit later in the broadcast about McCabe and how he's gotten Comey's little, you know, thingy in a pickle. I mean, by the way, where is the gun control narrative? Where's that kid, that Nazi? What's his name, Andrew Hogg? Where's that Nazi kid, the one that wanted to put a band around his arm as he protested gun control? Yeah, Heil Hitler. Holy cow, man. Look, folks, you're witnessing Nazism. You're witnessing Marxism, whatever. Name your ism. Full frontal with the left. These are people that want your rights. And they are willing to do anything about it. You want to talk about swamp operatives? I'm going to tell you about them today. Ask yourself this question. What do you think the Democrats, the leftists, the so-called progressives, the liberals, what do you think these people were willing to do to bring down Donald Trump? It's DEFCON. It's the worst DEFCON, whether that's one or four, I don't know, but it's the worst one. I think it's DEFCON 1. The Democrats, they pulled out all the stops. And the only thing that went wrong was Trump won. I want you to understand how powerful you are and how powerful God is. Because the only person who could have, the only entity that could have gotten Donald Trump elected is our Heavenly Father with the help of you. Well, he didn't really need your help, but you know what I'm saying. Wow. As we continue to pull back the layers on this thing, we have a scary country. You know, you may not understand how scary it is. I'm going to show you how scary this country had become. And luckily, we're starting to just unravel it. And you look at people like Brennan, John Brennan, effectively threatening the President of the United States, former CIA director under Barack Obama, threatening the president. I'll get into that. Incredible people, these leftists, man. Incredibly stupid, by the way. Russians, Russians, and more Russians. Trump just issued sanctions against Russia, and yet we discuss what? Russians. Oh, and Stormy Daniels. They so want to get traction out of the Stormy Daniels thing. If only something would stick. I got a clip from MSNBC. Black dude, used to be a special ops CIA guy. I've seen him around. He's a hardcore leftist. This just goes to show you how ingrained this ideology is into our government. And I'm going to get more into that in a little bit later as well. But here's a guy, he's talking to Joy Reid. I believe it's Joy Reid. And he's explaining the the ideology of Donald Trump, and you got to hear this.
And the difference between, you know, the Trump sort of world, Malcolm, you know, we're accustomed to seeing them slagging people who they think are attacking Donald Trump. The difference here is that you now have a sitting president attacking federal law enforcement and literally trying to denigrate the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That is something new.
You know, you always hear this phrase that this comes out of Putin's playbook. Well, this actually comes out of an old playbook, an older playbook, the KGB's playbook. They had a four-point plan for how KGB operations, propaganda, and agents were to operate against both the CIA and United States law enforcement. First one was to use activities that would demoralize, discredit, or disinform about their operations. Then they would go after individual agents. Then they would go after their leadership. Donald Trump is literally playing by the Russian playbook on this.
I love that. Oh, you got him to throw that Russian playbook. You know, it's funny. I was listening to this guy. His name is Malcolm something. And, well, before I even get into that, think about what Joy Reid said. The difference between the Trump role, sitting president attacking law enforcement. The irony. I know I'm stuttering over this, but I'm at a loss for words to a degree. The irony of them now protecting law enforcement. These are the same people that tell you Black Lives Matter and pigs in a blanket and the cops are killing folks are now saying, hey, law enforcement, we are all about the law enforcement. They're attacking the law. That's the irony there, the hypocrisy as well. And then you get this brother that comes on, former CIA guy, Malcolm, and he says, it's not Putin's playbook. No, it's an older playbook. It's the KGB playbook. Just so we're clear. Putin ran the KGB. It's almost like if he says it in a particular way, it gives it more credibility. No, it's not Putin's playbook. This is the KGB. This is worse. This is from an older playbook. Well, wait, let me just think about this. If the older playbook didn't work, and if there's a newer playbook, don't you think that the newer playbook is what would work? That's what I would have asked him. I wouldn't have even got into it. I would have said, well, why would he go to the older playbook? That's like using old tide versus new tide. Why would I do that? And any outlines a four-point plan. This is how it works. By the way, these are the same rules of radicals from Alinsky. He says, first of all, they set this up to operate against the CIA, and the first thing they do is they discredit it, all of the sources of good information. So Trump discredits the media. Yeah, Trump discredits the media. It isn't the media discrediting the media. It isn't the fake news that these people put out on the daily. Then he says, you go after individual agents. Yeah, because Trump is going after Comey and McCabe and Strzok based on what? Anybody? Anybody? The truth? Based on what these people are doing. And then he says, then you go after leadership. Yeah, you go after James Comey and you go after, I don't know, eventually Barack Obama. What a clown. Anyway, we got a full show today, and I'm going to go into some stuff that is shocking, quite honestly. So hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, Take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Radio Show.
Here's a little factoid for you. Gun crime offenses in London surged by 42% in the last year, according to official statistics. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Those are not my statistics. That is from the BBC in London. Yeah, different accents, right? Yeah, I'm mixing up my British accents. See, there's this crazy British accent that's like this, they talk like this here. And then there's the highbrow British accent that Americans tend to use, which is more of an enunciation than anything. And then there's that Piers Morgan one. I can't do it. Yeah, gun crime offenses in London surged in the last year. 42% surge. The Met's police figures show that there were 2,544 gun crime offenses from April of 2016 to April of 2017, compared with 1,793 offenses from 2015 to 2016. So it's escalating. Now look, doesn't seem like a big deal. There's only, what, 2,500? Come on now, 2,500 gun offenses. That occurs in Chicago like in a week. Right? But if it were to continue to grow at that rate, not to get all mathematical on you, but it wouldn't take very long for there to be tens of thousands of gun offenses. And the real question is this: what's spurring a 42% increase year over year? Get this: knife crimes increase 24%. With 12,074 recorded offenses from 2016 to 2017. So not only did gun crime go up, knife crime went up as well, even though not as much. People don't talk a lot about the knife crimes in Britain. There's a lot of knife crimes in Britain. Now, if you boil down the number of gun offenses and knife offenses of British populations, particularly in this is Metro London, and then you boil it down to, like, the United States in terms of relative size, that's a lot of crime. It's quite a bit. They said, the Met said, although crime rates are rising, they remain at a much lower level than 5 years ago. Well, that's reassuring. They're going up, but they're still much lower than 5 years ago. Huh, makes me wonder what they're going to be saying 5 years from now. But I'm probably putting too much into it. Scotland Yard registered annual rises across a number of serious offense categories in the past 12 months, following several years of falls. Here's what's funny. London now has a Muslim mayor who hates Donald Trump, ushers in many, many more immigrants, and I'm using my finger quotes. Londoners are leaving in droves, and they wonder, why are the statistics suddenly going up? The total number of offenses during the 2016-2017 financial year was 774,737, an increase of 4% from the previous year. So just under 800,000. It was under 750,000 the year before, but certainly ticking up. Knife crime offenses that resulted in an injury also increased by 21%. So they break them out: knife crime offenses and the ones that have, injury. The force said robbery offenses, which increased 12% year on year, were about half the level of 2006 to 2007. I love how statistically when things don't go the left's way, because British is leftist. They're leftists. When things don't go their way, they refer back to a bad year.
Oh, this is nothing like 2006 and 2007. Yeah, I mean, whoa, that was a bad year. So what? People are dying, getting knifed to death, gun increases are going up, rape and all these other things are happening. Boy, that 2006, 2007, if we reflect back on that, if we compare it to that, they don't say, if we could just save one life. They don't go that route with that. And that leads me into Teen Walkout Day. And I know it's been out of the news because we got all kinds of better stuff going on, right? We got fired McCabe and the Russian collusion and porn stars that want to sue Trump and him countersuing and all that. I mean, we got a lot of stuff. But here's what you didn't hear about Teen Walkout Day, where they were saying, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civilization has to go. That was heard around a bunch of colleges and universities on the day of Teen Walkout. And it makes you wonder, why are you sending your kids to college? Again, do I really need to go there with you? Here was another one. Teens in Chicago who participated in National Walkout started a riot and destroyed a local Walmart. No, I know. It was the guns. Yeah, it was the guns that did it. It wasn't, the fact that these teens are bad, they're miscreants that don't have parents to care about them. And society says, no, do what you want to do. What does she say in Baltimore? Look, y'all go on destroy, and when you get it out your system, then we'll figure out what we want to do with these mean cops. Yeah, they're the ones that are in trouble. Yeah, it's not a behavior problem. It's a gun problem. Mm-hmm. Because I know whenever I get mad, I'm going to go to the nearest place and I'm going to ride. I'm going to ride in my Starbucks later on this evening. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. Yeah. Folks, we've allowed this crazy world to develop. I don't want to keep blaming us because you know what? Here's the thing. We got solutions. The solution is you call them out. Call them out. They want to take your guns. You say, let me tell you something. You're not taking my guns. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you say it. I don't care who you use, how you frame it. You're not taking my firearm. You're not taking my rifle. You're not taking anything. And if I develop a hand grenade that I can, which they have them, but you know, if that's the next thing, I'll have that. You're not taking it from me. Man, we've got to start fighting back. We got to start educating these kids. And look, I'm not going to tell you that they've gone through the system. It's going to take a while. I said earlier, you got to, you know, it's going to take quite a few blows before the left go, okay, oh. It's not one blow that's going to do it. One blow, and they say, you're a bully. The second one, they're like, oh, I'm calling my lawyer. And when you knock the phone out of their hand as you're, you know, hitting them in the jaw, then they finally go, okay, I get it. You got to make them get it. You have to make them understand that you're serious about this, that this is no joke to you. Kids as props. That's all they did. They prop these kids up. They want these kids to believe, a lie. This is Michael Brown Jr., you know, essentially to make the teen kids believe in a lie. Hands up, don't shoot. That's the equivalent. They want to build some new industry around this, and they can't do it with the adults anymore because these are people now that are getting their sanity. They voted Hillary out. They voted against Obama's policies. I'm going to get into this a lot deeper here in the next bit. But that's what you're fighting against.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Do you know of a gentleman by the name of Richard Bach? He was an American author who wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagulls. He was more famous back in the 70s, and I remember seeing that book all over the place. Jonathan Livingston Seagull. He was an avid pilot, and he crashed his plane. He wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull in three segments, and then he had a plane crash where he ended up upside down, and he had a near-death experience, and then he came back and he finished it with a fourth section of the book, and it was wildly popular back then. Then he also wrote a book called Illusions, Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah. But he said this that I find very interesting and fitting today, and I put this out there for my friend Carl. Says the mark of your ignorance is the depth of your belief in injustice and tragedy. I'm going to repeat that part. The mark of your ignorance is the depth of your belief in injustice and tragedy. He's putting something out there to the pessimist. He's saying, you know what, you can buy into that nonsense, but that's what it is. It's nonsense. But he goes on to say this, which I think is most profound. He says, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls the butterfly. What I'm saying to you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show is, don't worry about the injustice and the tragedy of what you're seeing right now, because what's going to happen is that caterpillar is going to go away and become this beautiful butterfly, and you're going to watch the Democrats, these leftists, do a perp walk of monumental proportions. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. And if you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. See, folks, a strategy is afoot here by the left. They are in defensive mode. Think about what's going on right now. McCabe gets fired, rightfully so. We know McCabe deserved to be fired. McCabe was a crooked FBI agent, a crooked G-man, who was willing to do whatever it took to get Donald Trump out, to get Democrats elected. He's part of an apparatus that has been operating now for decades, and it went on steroids under Obama. A group, a White House, willing to do anything to keep Donald Trump out. Willing to do anything to get more Democrats elected, not because their ideology works. Let me tell you something. I don't care how many Republicans get elected.
What I care is how many people that really love this country get elected and who are willing to listen to reason when it comes to solving the country's problems. That's who I want elected. That's who you want elected. But we have a strategy at play right now, right before your very eyes, where the Democrats want to make the bad guy into the good guy. Andrew McCabe is a bad guy. That's why he got fired. It's as simple as that. But let me tell you, there's a strategy afoot. Do you see the boogeyman? The left wants you to believe that President Donald Trump fired McCabe. That's what they want you to believe. Let me tell you something. President Trump didn't come on, hold a press conference, and fire McCabe. President Trump didn't say to Jeff Sessions, fire McCabe. President Trump didn't do anything to interfere with what's going on in this investigation. The only thing he's done is say, I'm not going to let you demonize me. I'm not going to sit back and be quiet. If you think I'm not going to tweet about what you're trying to do to me and expose all these clowns and drain this swamp, you are wrong. But the left need their villain. But I ask you, who's the real villain? See, what you're watching is transference. The left wants you to believe that the bad guy is the good guy and the good guy is the bad guy. It's exactly how they made slavery something that the Republicans can no longer feel proud about, that they got rid of it. They make the Democrats, they make people believe that the Democrats care about black people. And they were the very people that enslaved us and hung us. So they want you to believe, America and the rest of the world, Andrew McCabe, he's a good guy. So what? He was complicit in trying to help Hillary Clinton, in taking money and help his wife get elected, and it's part of the bigger scheme of the leftists. So what? He didn't let people know all the truth about all the shenanigans that he was doing in the FBI to thwart Trump's presidency. He's the good guy. See, in their minds, he is the good guy. Keeping Trump out means he was doing good. Donald Trump didn't fire McCabe. The FBI Office of Professional Responsibility did. His own peers fired him. You believe this? And now they say people are lining up to hire McCabe. I'll talk about that in a bit. What the Democrats are saying without saying is you're above the law when you toe the line. No need to fear repercussions as long as you do what we tell you to do. You name me one Republican that you know that could have done what Hillary Clinton did and still be out running around India tripping down stairs. Or McCabe, who's still fighting for a pension. Are you kidding me? Republicans would be in jail and there would be media outcry because you know what? Both sides of us would be on it. We would be crying for it as well. Ask yourself why these leftists won't do that. I want to play this clip. You have that clip ready? They even say firing McCabe is impeachable. Check this out.
Think about the Christmas time that the McCabe family had around their tree in their house, because on December 23rd, the President of the United States took to Twitter to say this about Andy McCabe. How can FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, the man in charge, along with Leakin James Comey of the phony Hillary Clinton investigation, including her 33,000 illegally deleted emails, be given $700,000 for his wife's campaign by Clinton puppets during the investigation? Just for clarity, it was a Terry McAuliffe-related political action committee. Let's go to the next frame, which says FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits. 90 days to go, ? 3 exclamation points. Jeremy Bash, out in America, if a defendant gets a really bad dose of publicity, a talented lawyer will move for a change of venue. Get it out of there. Try it in a nearby community. You can't go anywhere in this country with a president who is openly attacking a civil servant on Twitter.
And that's right, Brian. And for you to believe that Andy McCabe's firing was on the level, you have to believe that it is entirely coincidental that he was fired by Attorney General Jeff Sessions 24 hours before he was eligible to retire after a 20-year career of distinction, of honor with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and that it is entirely coincidental that the two things are happening at the same time. And of course, nobody in America believes that. It is clear as day that the President of the United States directed the Attorney General either implicitly or explicitly to fire Andy McCabe to undermine him as a witness in any upcoming proceeding in which McCabe could corroborate Jim Comey's testimony that the President of the United States obstructed justice.
I want to stop this there for just a moment because there's a lot to discuss there. First of all, I love how he says either implicitly or explicitly. So when you use that terminology, either implicitly or explicitly, the President, you know, obstructed justice. Well, no, you have to pick one. There isn't any implicit. Either he actually did it or he didn't. But look, the two choices are, hey, look, whether he did it intentionally or unintentionally, it's obstruction of justice. No, it isn't. Because if that's the case, why isn't Hillary Clinton in prison? It's funny how these people never hold themselves to the same standard. But what I didn't play the first part of that, and maybe we'll play it coming into the next segment. But here's what was funny. He uses Stormy Daniels as a backdrop, and I'm just going to leave that as the teaser for the next section, the next segment, before he even introduces this. But then he introduces this as if there's some big deal with what President Trump did by doing what? He pointed out the truth about McCabe's wife's campaign. That's all Donald Trump did. He said, how is it that this guy who is obviously a Hillary Clinton supporter, whose wife has accepted $700,000 from the Clinton Foundation, how is it that he gets to be the one in charge of this thing? That's a legitimate question. Whether he asked it in an op-ed or at a press conference or whatever, I'm curious. I don't know about you. I'd be curious to know how that came to be. Then what he says is, hey, by the way, this scoundrel is trying to retire and get his full pension, and he's running against the clock. Don't you find that interesting? That's all that Donald Trump did in his tweet. He's bringing things to the attention that the press isn't bringing up. And they're going,
oh, he's openly attacking a civil servant.
Is it? They make it sound like he's such an amazing person. How could he possibly attack this civil servant? And of course, that's the reason why they need a change of venue. And how do you get a change of venue when you have a president who won't quit tweeting?
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown promote small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jeremy Bash, if you need any more proof that we're in differing times, the story after we conclude this is a sitting president whose lawyers are trying to get $20 million out of a porn star. So we'll put that out as the background. Before I show you this on the screen,
welcome back, everybody. That was Brian Williams introducing the last segment that I talked about, where he's going to bring up how Donald Trump could potentially be in big trouble because he's the one who set all this stuff in motion with the firing of McCabe, and he's and all Donald Trump did was he protected himself. See, D.C. is not used to people standing up for themselves. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. They want you to let roll over. We got everybody against you. We got the media. We got the FBI. We got the CIA. We got the NSA. We got the FISA courts. We have everything stacked against you, Donald Trump. We can maneuver public opinion. We can set narratives of Russian collusion. You better roll over, baby. And Donald Trump's like, no, no, not rolling over. I'm going to fight you tooth and nail. Now, we played the clip where the guy comes in and he's talking about all of the different reasons why Donald Trump, I like it when he says implicitly and explicitly, Donald Trump is guilty. Whether he knowingly or unknowingly did something, he should be considered guilty. Oh, geez, well, that just doesn't quite work because it didn't work with Hillary Clinton. But the next guy is who I want you to hear, because he's an attorney. And by the way, the MSNBC, they should be ashamed of themselves. It's, look, I'm for righteousness, but I promise you, I don't care whether it's Republican or Democrat. If the Republican lies and the Democrat tells the truth, I'm for the Democrat. But I will tell you this, the way they set these narratives up, Brian Williams sets up a narrative that a president who would dare defend himself against allegations of a porn star who says, Donald Trump slept with me and he knows it and he's going to admit it and he paid me off. And Donald Trump says, no, I didn't. And I'm going to sue you for $20 million for defamation. They say, look, this is the backdrop. The president, you know, he's being heavy-handed in all this. No, look, if you're a porn star and you say, Kevin Jackson slept with me and I didn't, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to protect my... That's what people do. But not in politics. Politics, you're supposed to just go away. When you get accused of something, sexual harassment or whatever, you're supposed to go, I don't recall that I did that 20 years ago, but I guess I did. It was a different time and all that. Listen, I'll resign since you got me. I'm not resigning. Let me tell you something. I don't know what I did 20 years ago that might have offended some woman, but I guarantee you this, there is nothing you're going to make me do that's going to make me go, oh, I'm going to resign because of that. Whatever wrongs I may have committed in the past, if I didn't say I'm sorry for it at the time, or maybe I overlooked it, if you bring it up now, I might apologize, but I ain't apologizing to the public. I'll apologize to the... If I believe I've wronged you, I'll apologize, but I don't owe the public any type of an apology for anything, unless you are directly impacted by something I've done and it's related to you. Don't expect Kevin Jackson to be apologizing. Shoot. I'll go straight up athlete on you. Kevin Jackson don't apologize to nobody because Kevin Jackson don't do that. You can just talk to Kevin Jackson about that. I'll go third person. I ain't doing it. So Donald Trump fights back. He fights back and says McCabe needs to be looked at for his crooked dealings with the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. McCabe knows he's guilty. He's done all these illegal activities, and he's trying to get a pension. How dare him? That's protecting us, the taxpayer. And they say, he's attacking a civil servant. I love how they do. He's a civil servant. He's an orphan. He's attacking a widow. You're supposed to be outraged by this. How dare he attack the FBI and law enforcement? These people they're the creme de la creme. They're the best among us. No, they're not. I wish them to be, but they're not. I want to play the rest of this clip so you can hear this other guy use the I word.
Danny Savalos, of course, it's McCabe and not Trump who knows and has worked with Comey. It's McCabe and not Trump who knows and has worked with Mueller, who also knows the quality of his work product. If you're Mueller and the 16 or so co-counsels on Mueller's team, how are you looking at this tonight?
There are a lot of implications from a firing like this. As
In every situation like this, you have to think about obstruction of justice. Just off the bat, to what degree could you make a case that the president, by firing people, by removing anybody that he perceives as adversarial...
How about trolling them publicly on Twitter?
Trolling them publicly, which also could infringe on their free association, their free speech. I mean, there are many potential problems every time the president attacks one of these officials on Twitter and then fires them what appears to be summarily and, if nothing else, exceedingly quickly in a situation like this, because we know that these investigations generally move slowly. There may have been good cause to terminate McCabe, but the speed at which it's done alone raises the specter of doubt. Obstruction, even if it's not a criminal action, is always an impeachable offense.
Welcome back, everybody. It literally makes me... I just can't believe that these people believe what they say. I mean, this guy contradicts himself. Yeah, even if it was legit that he was fired, it was the speed at which he was fired. Oh, so we now have to measure the speed at which people that do things wrong are fired. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So the speed at which people are fired matters, even if they're wrong. Which McCabe is blatantly wrong. And, of course, as I've said, the premise of this, and I don't want this to go unnoticed. I want people to understand what's happening here. What the left wants you to believe is that, number one, Donald Trump fired McCabe. Donald Trump didn't fire McCabe. The FBI Office of Professional Management fired McCabe. That's number one. McCabe's peers fired him. Because they get it. So Trump had nothing to do with it, but the left wants you to believe he's a boogeyman and he fired McCabe. Point number two, they want you to believe that the firing of McCabe is a witch hunt orchestrated by Donald Trump. Yeah, he's the one that did it. Now, I want to be very clear about this. I want you to understand how we come to this conclusion, because Democrats demanded an investigation of the Department of Justice by the department's inspector general. This is a guy named Horowitz. The inspector general is a person who was appointed by Barack Obama and confirmed by a then Democrat Senate. You following? The FBI ethics director who recommended McCabe's firing was appointed by Robert Mueller. So you can clearly see how Trump plotted against this guy, right? That's how Trump got this. He's the one who demanded the DOJ investigation, right, by an inspector general. And Trump appointed the inspector general, right? It was confirmed by Trump's Senate, correct? And then the FBI ethics director who recommended that McCabe be fired was appointed by Jeff Sessions, right? No, none of that's right. I just want you to understand, Trump is nowhere in this. There's no IG, there's nobody, Trump didn't say, let's have the investigation. Trump didn't say, put the investigation in front of my IG that I appointed, that was confirmed by my Senate. And then the FBI director who fires McCabe wasn't a Trump appointee. He was actually appointed by Robert Mueller. I mean, how much can I tell you about this to where you go, okay, but here's the deal. Disregard the facts, folks. Disregard this investigation was requested by Democrats. The IG that it's in front of is a friend of Barack Obama's, appointed by Barack Obama, confirmed by a Democrat Senate. The FBI ethics director who fired McCabe was appointed by Robert Mueller, one of the best friends of James Comey, who's a good friend to Andy, as they call him. But they want you to believe Trump's it. He's the bad guy. And oh, by the way, all these people determined that Andrew McCabe deserved to be fired, but he's the good guy. You conservatives are out there on your new witch hunt. Oh, let's not worry about that witch hunt called Russian collusion that led to all of this, which, by the way, I told you guys months ago, maybe even as much as a year ago, the only outcome for this, for the Democrats, was in horrible. I mean, it was going to have a horrible outcome. I warned you that this is going to happen, and here we are.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.